We've had some unbelievable people in the studio that take on unbelievable challenges.
You mean like my chubby bunny eating challenge?
That was amazing. My Friday, how many Maltesers can I stuff in my face? Mm. You know, these are top challenges we take
they
on.
They are, yeah.
But they do pale into insignificance when it comes to our next guest, who's
all
taking
right.
on 17 challenges in 2017. And that's Carl Sugden. Morning, Carl.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling good, thank you. Slightly aching legs from the Ribble Valley ride yesterday.
So just an easy 60-mile ride yesterday.
Yeah, just a steady 60 with a climb out of Malham up to Malham Tarn.
It was that at the end of the ride or at the beginning?
It was about in the middle, actually, yeah.
Oh, that's fair enough. Then.
Yeah, you any good at chubby bunny eating?
I'm not trying, but bring it on.
He's too competitive, this Carl. I wouldn't go up against anything, I don't think, really. Carl, just tell us, you're doing 17 challenges in 2017. How did this all come about?
Well, in 2001, my wife and I lost our daughter, Evie, and the help that we had from Martin House during that time was absolutely spectacular. They were a superb hospice who do great work. And over the years, I've always tried to sort of make a contribution. And as I came up to my 50th birthday, and Evie would have been 16 this year, I just thought now's the time to really put in a big effort and see how much I can raise for Martin House. And I thought, instead of moping around about being 50 or having a party, because I've got no friends anyway, then I thought, just throw my weight behind some challenges. I've always enjoyed a bit of sport. I've always done a few triathlons, and this was the moment to give something back.
Mm. How do you come up? I mean, 17 is a lot. You know, you'll get some people say, right, I'm going to run the marathon or I'm going to try and do this. 17 is a lot of challenges to...
Well, I was going to go for 50 with it being my 50th year and 50th birthday. And then I soon realised that was probably going to be...
It's like one every week.
It's like one every week.
Pretty much. I thought, this you get 2 weeks
off?
Yeah,
this is not going to happen. So I thought 2017, so I went for that. So I've looked all around north of England, and Yorkshire's a great county for sport, and lots of sportives, lots of triathlons. A few of these over in the Lake District as well. So I picked 17 that I thought I could handle over the course of the year. And
So what are you going to be doing, and what can we look forward to hearing you doing then this year?
Well, if you keep an eye on the blog, I've done mainly sportives and a few short triathlons, but the hard stuff is coming up in August and September. So that's things like the Wensleydale Triathlon, and probably the toughest of all is going to be Helvellyn, which is a very hard triathlon over, obviously, in the Lake District. And that finishes with a run up and down Helvellyn, although I have to say I won't be running up it. It'll be a walk up and a jog down, I think, by the time I get to that stage.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
I'm
good.
Not surprised. I'm not surprised. Is it taking a while to... I mean, you do a number of triathlons yourself, so you're sort of like fully prepared. What sort of preparation did you have?
Well, I've got a bit of background in competitive swimming, and I've been doing triathlon for 10 years, so really all it was a case of doing this year was picking the events carefully and just stepping up, really. I've not really trained an awful lot more, but it's just... I think at my age, the important thing is maintaining an injury-free year, so it's just getting through it without injury, really.
Yeah. You see, I've not trained a lot this year, and I'm looking at myself compared to Carl. Obviously, I think he's lost a bit of shape, to be honest. To do with no fat on this lad, is there?
Well, that's very true, very true. But then again, if you've been doing triathlons for like 10 years, I'm not surprised, really. Triathlons, obviously, we're going to talk about yesterday a little bit later on, and the amount of people that were in Leeds yesterday watching that world triathlon. Triathlons themselves are just getting really, really popular just to participate in, aren't they?
I remember when I started 10 years ago, you know, you'd be in a field of sort of 40, 50 triathletes, and you can go to the same event now and you'll find that, you know, there's a field of sort of 500. You look at something like the Ripon Triathlon and the way that that's taken off, a proper club-based triathlon, and superb, and participation from all over Yorkshire and all over the UK.
Yeah, do you fancy doing one?
No. I've got to be honest.
I'm not a great swimmer. I can swim.
It's running. I mean, I can cycle.
You did a 100-mile bike ride on a mountain bike, didn't
100K,
you?
100K, yeah. 100K. But impressive. It's the running. I can't do the running. And our very own Andy Kelly is very similar to yourself. I mean, Andy had a special course for himself. He had cancer a number of years ago. And when he got to his 50th, he said, right, I'm going to do it. And Andy's a big, I mean, he must have been 19 stone or whatever, but he's doing it now, and I think they're taking part in the Windermere Triathlon. So it just shows, doesn't it, if you set your mind to it, you can do whatever you want. I'm here saying, oh, I can't run. Get outside and have a go at running. It's not that hard, is it?
It really is. It's mind over matter. You know, if you're prepared to put in the hours and put in the work, and also just be prepared for a slow start. It sometimes takes a while to get the miles into the legs.
Mm. Yeah, that's the, it's my ankles. I wouldn't trust my ankle. I could do the non-impact stuff like swimming and cycling, but my ankles would just give out on the run.
Whatever.
Right, that's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. The daunting ones are coming.
The daunting ones are coming up. Helvellyn's a tough event, so you start off with a mile swim in all's water, and then you've got a 38-mile bike ride. But that involves climbing the Struggle, which comes up out of Ambleside. I think if you've ever been up that, you'll know that it's reasonably steep. And then, as I say, the run up and down Helvellyn. I have done that event a few times before, and every single time I've said I'm not doing it again. Four times I've said I'm never doing it again.
You need to start taking your own advice here,
but genuinely, this is the last time, and it's all for this good cause. It's all for Martin House and Save Babies UK. So I'll do it one more time just to raise that last bit of cash.
A great cause as well, as you said. And I guess when it gets tough for you, Carl, there's such an incentive for you just to keep going, isn't there?
There is, because I know how hard they work at Martin House for all the families, and particularly the end-of-life care is a very difficult thing to do. They're superb set of people. And, of course, hospices are not, nationally funded. They have to raise their own funds. And people like me get out there and do that, some to give back and some just out of pure generosity. And that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing. Tell us a little bit about your story and what happened with Evie and how Martin's House got involved.
Well, Evie was diagnosed with a leukodystrophy, which is, at the time, it was a very rare condition. She was the only child in the UK with that condition. But we had a very quick diagnosis, actually, because there was an expert down at Leeds at LGI. Once she became diagnosed, it was clear that she was going to have this life-limiting illness. She wasn't going to live for very long. It's a genetic condition. And, of course, anyone who's had a terminally ill child or a child with, extreme need will realise that it's very time-consuming for parents and it takes a lot out of you. And what Martin House are doing is fantastic respite care. So they really stepped in when Claire and I were getting, quite tired and needed just 24 hours, to take a breather. And Martin House would look after Evie for us. And that's the role that they played.
Yeah, fantastic support that they give. There's no doubt about that. And I suppose as well, the sort of the triathlons that you do, and you said you're very competitive on swimmer, that sort of thing, I suppose, helps sort of like, getting your headspace sort of out of that situation and sort of focusing on something else for a bit of time.
It does, and you just, I think you just need that time, don't you, just to sort of shift your focus a little bit and just clear your head. Yeah, absolutely. And even though it's 16 years ago, you're still grateful for that support. And Claire and I are very lucky. We've got two happy, healthy children who followed on after Evie, and we're just very grateful.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Now you're obviously wanting donations. You've raised over 2,000 already.
Raised 2,000 so far. Yeah,
that's spectacular.
Yeah. It'd be nice to double that before the end of the year. Yeah.
Yes, so 10 more to go, is that
10
right?
10 to go, that's right, yep.
Okay, so you got like ones coming up every weekend, and how do you fit in training ahead of these?
I'm very, very lucky. I've got a pool across the road in Knaresborough from where I work. I'm head teacher of the secondary school there, so I dip in there for a quick mile in the morning, cycle to and from work, and then fit the rest in at the weekend, so yeah.
It's putting us to shame, Mark. Putting us to shame. Cycling to and from work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all on walking up the stairs, aren't we, when we get to work. A quick mile in the pool.
I've often thought about cycling into work, actually, of a morning. But then during the summer, I think I'll be all right. I have thought about it. But I'm sort of thinking, during the summer, I think I'll probably be all right. But during the winter, it's like pitch black at like 4.
Well, I'd have to get lights. Up at like about you can half buy past. Lights for your bike. You do know that, don't you?
You would have to get up at about half
it's
3.
It's all about here, getting up, mind over matter. And you can't even go to Argos and buy some lights for your bike.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I think I struggle. I'll have a go. I'll tell you what, should we try and ride into work this week one day?
I'll be all right because it's all downhill for me. Getting home would be bad, but I'll be all right.
You'll be all right coming in.
No problem.
Come on, fellas, challenge each other.
What we need is a shower in here, though, because can you imagine the man smell in here of a morning? Yeah. If both me and you have cycled in,
that would be another excuse. You see this cat. There's just excuse after excuse, isn't it?
So tell us a bit about school. What sort of support are you having from your school? I mean, I would imagine you're a bit of an inspiration, I would imagine, then to students.
Quite the opposite. They're the inspiration to me.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, they are. I mean, you just look at some of the things that some of those kids do, and, you know, sometimes people can say negative things about the youth of today, but working up close and personal with 1,600 teenagers every day, I really do see the best of them. And so many of them have their own stories to tell and their own fundraising that they do. And I thought, well, you know, if a 14-year-old can do the coast-to-coast cycle ride, then why can't I do my bit as well? So, yeah, there's always young people out there with inspirational things that they do. We've got quite a lot of youngsters at our school as well with special educational needs. And I've seen young people with cerebral palsy do a 10-mile sponsored walk. And my word, if they can do that, then surely I can do this. So, no, they're the inspiration to me, not the other way around.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic. Listen, if people want to donate to you and find out a little bit more about the challenges you're doing, whereabouts do they go to?
Everything is through the blog, and that's www.challenge17@wordpress.com, and everything is through the blog, and that links through to the fundraising page as well.
So next, you got something on this weekend?
Next weekend is a sportive up in the Lake District, and then the one after that is quite a big one. That's the Day in the Lakes Triathlon, and that is quite a tough event. Yeah, and then I'm going to take a little bit of time off, and I'll be back again in August.
A little bit of time off? What's going on? Time off?
Slacking.
It's school holidays, I suppose.
School holidays,
Fair enough.
Just a couple of weeks.
You only get two, I think, don't you?
We get a few more than that, but...
People always think, like, teachers, you're 6 weeks on holiday, that sounds fantastic. There is quite a bit of work.
There's a little bit of work. There's results days in there as well, A-level and GCSE results as well, yeah.
Do you get nervous for that?
I get more nervous for the GCSE and A-level results than I do for doing the Helvellyn Triathlon.
I guess there's a lot of dreams and everything that are about to be made or broken or whatever.
It's crucial to those young people and their next steps. So yeah, I really do get nervous every year. I've been ahead for 12 years, but that is the one day of the year when I wake up with the butterflies. Yeah.
Mm. How do they get their results? Do they get them through the post, or do they go into the school
to
get their results?
You guys look a little bit younger than me, but I'm guessing that you guys went into school and collected them and in an envelope and all that kind of thing.
I think so.
But, I mean, they still do that, but to be quite honest with the A-level students in particular, by the time they walk through the door on the morning to collect the results, they already know what they've got, because the universities have been in touch to say whether they've got their places. A lot of it's sort of online, and they kind of already know what they've got.
My son is going to be getting his GCSE results this year. I can see it being quite a traumatic day. Have you got any words of advice for me? Because he tells me he's doing all this work, and I'm not so sure he's been doing enough.
He's doing the exams now, isn't he?
He's in the middle of them now.
Yeah, he will be, yeah. I think my advice to you as a parent is, whatever those results are, smile and say, well done, son.
Yeah. That's it.
That's fair advice. I'd say.
Yeah, I'll just record that and play it to Mrs. Wilson, who I think we'll be about to. Well, we'll see. He's a talented boy.
How many is he doing?
Well, I don't know. He's doing the full lot, isn't he? Is it 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, last week of exams this week.
Is it last week this week? Then it's party.
Yeah, I think he's been doing a bit too much of that in the last 2 weeks. That's my worry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. it's an interesting time.
Yeah, it certainly is. Challenge 17, that's the number 17. So it's challenge17.wordpress.com is the website to go to. Carl, you're doing an unbelievable thing. It's absolutely spectacular.
Thank you.
Doff my cap to you. If I had one, I would. And it's absolutely spectacular. You know, keep in contact with us as well.
We will absolutely
like, keep in contact and find out how well you're going in all of these. I think it's good, especially certainly when you get towards the end. I reckon you see how much you've been raising. But your target's 3,000, and as you say, around the 2 grand at the moment. Yeah. That's absolutely superb. So congratulations on that. Well done, and thank you very much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate.
Sorry to keep you away from your training as well.
Yeah. You know. I'm sure, are you going to ride your bike now up to Knaresborough?
No, in the car.
What, in his suit?
You never know. It might be lycra, you don't know.
It's quite a nice suit to me.
It's a very nice suit, I'm sure.
You're having a shocker this morning, Darren, aren't you? Come on, this guy's an athlete. He's not like us.
No, that's very true. Carl, thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome. Cheers, it's been a pleasure.
Cheers.